Welcome to the snooze button. Hey, I'm Brittany of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I've got 99 problems, but my kid sleeping isn't one.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the snooze button. I am your host, Brittany Sheehan of Brittany, She, and Sleep, believe it or not. Okay, so I had some outreach from a brand that I love and partner with. You may have heard of them, Lalo. They make incredible play boxes, toys, baby gear, like feeding stuff, bathing stuff. They're great. Anyway, they reached out and were like, could you collaborate with us on something about daylight savings? And I was like, such a shocking question that you asked me. I don't know why, but daylight savings, it's like, other than maybe teething, I feel like it's the most like hot button, like let's really get our panties in a twist about something. It's daylight savings when it comes to sleep. Like this is like the hot button issue. And I've always had the same stance on it, which is basically like, stop talking about daylight savings or caring about it and just live your life. But I realize as I put together this information for Lalo that I get this question a lot. It would actually make sense to me to do an entire episode where I'll expand a little bit on the whole like just do nothing that I tell people. So here's the thing. Like everything else, when it comes to sleep, from my perspective, it is so much less about the unusual thing that is quote unquote like making sleep a problem for a child, and so much more so about everything that's happening before, right? So the great examples are teething, daylight savings, travel, sickness, all of these things. It's like you take a situation that wasn't great and then you throw a new thing in there, now it's a disaster. You know what is a good analogy I'm thinking of right now? You know that feeling if you just have, like, you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed, right? Like, you wake up to, like, a snarky comment from your partner, and then, like, your mom calls you and she, like, says something kind of mean and or something, and then, like, your boss sends you a weird email, and then it's like little things happen throughout the day, and then you're walking home and you're, like, groceries bag breaks, and then you just start sobbing. It wasn't really about the grocery bag. If you'd been having an amazing day, you'd be like, oh well, pasta on the ground. It's because of the millions of little things that were already making you feel like crap. It just takes one more. It takes one wrong look from the wrong person to totally set you off, right? I think it's like that with sleep. So by that, I mean, if things were not great to begin with, then you add in daylight savings, we have a problem. So here are the things I want you to do. And this is so much less about what you're going to do the day that daylight savings occurs, and what you're going to do to make sure that daylight savings is not an issue. So I'm going to give you 5 things. This is what I gave Lalo. And I was like, this is great. I'm going to repurpose this content into a podcast episode that I can send to everyone who asks me going forward about daylight savings. Genius. Okay. Number one is sticking to a schedule. Again, these are what things you're doing before daylight savings is a glimmer in the sky, months before. So this is probably the biggest reason that daylight savings feels so scary to parents. If you have a kid who's waking up like perpetually at 5:45 and then daylight savings happens, and this would be, you know, the one in November where I don't know if we gain or lose an hour. Don't ask me that. I'm bad at math. But it's the one where like 5:45 becomes 4:45, right? Well, that's a huge problem, right? But if you have a kid that typically wakes up at 7 and like babbles a little bit, and you like sometimes grab them at 7:10 or 7:15, then if they wake up at 6:15 and you just kind of like let them babble and play until 6:30 or 6:45, well, we're kind of basically on track anyway, right? So we're sticking to a schedule ahead of time. So ahead of time, you're doing things to work on, and of course, these are things I teach parents, doing things so that they're not waking up at 5 a.m., right? So that if they do wake up an hour early, it's not a huge deal. So that's the big thing, is already having really consistent nap times, wake up times, bed times, going into daylight savings, so we're not already in like an early wake cycle, right? Number two, how many do I have here? Let me see, I have 5. Okay, number two, stop using blackout curtains. I know. Everyone tells you to use blackout curtains. I'm well aware that I stand on an island here. And guess what? I stand alone on an island now with like over 1,000 families that I've told to do this and are much happier for it. This is the big thing, because with daylight savings, and frankly, just with like the seasonality, no matter where you are in the country, and this is gonna, you know, depend where you live a little bit, but when it gets dark and light changes too, right? So if you have a baby that is perpetually being given complete darkness when they're sleeping, and there's like a tiny crack of light comes through and it's a little bit too early, and they're just, it's a whole disaster. It's a disaster, right? So if you have a kid who's used to there being slight variances in light and darkness all the time anyway, then as things change with daylight savings and as things change seasonality, it's not a big deal, right? Like, I have been in Airbnbs, like, I always use this example with clients, but I remember distinctly one time we went to this this really cute tiny shanty in Malibu with my family, all three kids, and we got there and it was Delaney, my youngest, and at the time I want to say she was like 5 months, no, 9 months old, I don't know, she was a baby, and we got there and it was her exact nap time. And I looked around quickly. I was like, I need to unpack in the master. It was just a two-bedroom place. I was like, I need to unpack in the master. The boys needed to get their stuff. I think one of them was napping, whatever. The only place I could put her was this, like, half bathroom. Like, it didn't even have a shower. It was, like, just, like, a toilet and whatever. And I was able to, like, jam the mini crib in there. But there was no window treatments. It was, the sun was blaring down from the beach. And I just put on her little travel white noise, dropped her in there in her sleep sack, gave her a kiss, and she was out cold in, like, 5 minutes. And I mean, this wasn't just, like, it wasn't blacked out. It was like bright light, right? And that's not because I always put her in bright light. It's because for all of my kids, there's just a variance of light depending where we are, depending on how close the curtains are. So not training, frankly, your kids to expect pitch black is a game changer when it comes to things like daylight savings and season changes. Okay. Number three, put your baby down wide awake. Wide awake. This is it, guys. Put them down wide awake. This is, and again, these are things that, like, it matters with daylight savings, but it matters with other things too. If you are put to bed one way and you wake up another way, you're going to be freaked out by it. This is just common sense. This is why rocking babies to sleep when they're newborns can work, because they're so tiny and sleepy and they, like, don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden they're 3, 4, 5, 6 months old and they're like, WTF, where's that boob? Where's that bottle? Where are the arms that were rocking me? Right? It's alarming. If you fell asleep in your bed and you woke up on your couch, you would be freaked out too, right? You would jump up and be like, well, how did I get here? So the reason this matters, especially with daylight savings, among other things, is if your baby is going to wake up earlier, if this is the type of kid that you are just like on eggshells, like, I pray to God they make it to 5:45, because as soon as they're up, they're up. There is no putting them back down. They won't go back down. It's like they're up and they're screaming because they went to bed with you giving them a bottle or rocking them and they woke up and you weren't there and they're hysterical about it and they need you back. If you instead have a baby who was put down wide awake in their crib and you were like, I love you, Annabelle. I come up with the strangest names when I'm doing these podcasts. I love you, Annabelle. Have a great night. Then in the morning when Annabelle wakes up, she's like, here I am in my crib. That's where I was last night when I was put to sleep. So that if she does wake up a little bit early, it's not like a terrifying, scary thing. It's like, yeah, I vibe here. This is my place, right? So for sure, you could have a daylight saving situation where the kid does wake up a little bit earlier, right? Because it is with the time change. But instead of them being like pissed and scared, they're like, yeah, when I wake up, whether it's early, late, or right on time, I know that someone's going to come get me soon. And that's like, I'm in my crib, I'm chilling, it's all good, right? So putting them down wide awake is the best thing you do to get them to that place. Okay, number four, kind of goes along the same vein as number three about putting them down wide awake. Making your room, the room that the baby or toddler sleeps in, a happy place. Same concept. We want them to wake up and be like, I'm okay here, right? So if there are situations like they're a little bit under the weather and they woke up a little bit more at night, or it's daylight savings and they wake up a little bit early, or you're traveling and it's a new environment, that they're like, I like it here. This is not a scary, terrible place. So when you're traveling, you might take a little bit of time in the room, spent in the room, to get them acclimated with it. And in home in general, making sure that you do spend time in the bedroom, because I shouldn't say I'm surprised, because now I'm used to it. Most of my clients don't spend any time in their kids' bedrooms, even like the older kids, the toddlers. And it really does make a difference. If babies and toddlers are associating their room as like, this is where I'm dumped off to sleep and like left, right? They're not going to like it as much as if they're like, this is also where I hang out with mom and read books, or it's where me and dad do my magnet tiles, or like there's other stuff, maybe they play independently, have a little play kitchen or a dollhouse in there, right? So there's other things going on in the room that make it like, this is a place I'm happy to be. So when you're in situations like daylight savings, where theoretically they do wake up early, again, they're not upset about it. It's like, here I am, it's fine. I will chill for a little bit until someone comes to get me. Okay, So those are the four things we're doing before daylight savings is even like, you know, is even a glimmer in the distance. Once it actually comes, here's what I want you to not do. For the love of God, for the love of God, do not adjust your baby's bedtime for 17 days by 7 minutes or whatever sort of crazy BS I see. And now that I say this enough on Instagram that you guys love sending me, every daylight savings now, I get like at least 10 different screenshots of something that somebody has been sent or like seen on social or whatever. That's like, here's the chart to adjust your baby's bedtime for the next 30 days ahead of daylight savings. And like, I can't think of anything that it's like my nightmare. No, you guys, it's 1 hour. It's 1 hour, especially if you've done all these things ahead of time and your baby isn't already waking up at 5 a.m. This is literally a no-brainer. For the one that's coming up in, like, that it's March right now. The one that's coming up, I think it's this weekend. See, I don't even know. I don't even know what daylight savings is. The one that's coming up next in the spring, that's the one where they theoretically would be, like, sleeping in, even though they're not, right? Like, if they were usually waking up at 6, it's, like, going to be 7, right? So this one, it shouldn't be really much of a big deal anyway. But the one in November, that's the one where, like, okay, so let's say they usually wake up at 7, and instead, because of the daylight savings, they wake up at 6:15. That was my example at the beginning of this episode. So you leave them in there till 6:45. Okay, theoretically, we're, like, 15 minutes early up for the day. That's completely fine and normal. You are going to do nothing. You are not going to adjust anything that day before. If you have a child on one nap and they usually go down at 12:30, you're going to put them down at 12:30. Like, maybe it's 12:15 or 12:45 because of, you know, vibes, but you're not doing anything. Everything stays the same. I'm telling you guys, it'll be, if anything, a one-day adjustment. Maybe not even, because my favorite contest I now do, I've done it the last 2 years. Every daylight savings, I have anybody who follows me on Instagram or has worked with me submit a picture of their baby not having any drama for daylight savings, and then I pick one. Well, my kids pick one. I make them look at all the pictures, and they pick one to have a free call with me. So if you're listening to this before, make sure you follow me on Instagram and get involved. It's just not a big deal. Like, one day, if that, you'll be shocked. You just do everything the same. Everything's hunky-dory, as Kathy Hilton loves to say. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I think daylight savings feels really intimidating to people, but I just want you to know it doesn't have to be. And once you have a kid who has a good sleep foundation, it just won't be. You're never going to think about it again, and it's going to be life-changing. Okay, happy daylight savings, everyone. I'll see you guys next week.
Loving the snooze button? Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review. I will read it and internalize it, so make sure it's very glowing. If you're interested in working with me or learning more about my courses, head to brittanysheehan.com or follow me on Instagram at brittanysheehansleep.